The Vietnam War era had unexpected and unique circumstances around mental health issues and treatment. Military medical information before Vietnam suggested service members recovered from an episode of mental breakdown during combat would suffer no or minimal long-term effects. As a consequence, there was low awareness of and little attention put towards post-war mental disorders or treatments. It was assumed that if any issues would happen, it would be during a tour of duty, not after, and no likely long-term effects, regardless. Military mental health resources were available during Vietnam tours, however, not utilized very much. Records showed a relative absence of anxiety, combat fatigue, or combat reaction referrals in country. Data showed quite low percentages of mental health disorders diagnosed, treated, and minimal issues causing medical removal. All of these areas were lower compared to World War II and Korea. This demonstrates Vietnam service members benefited from their military training and preparation, stepped up to very demanding conditions and missions, and did not appear to have major mental health concerns during their tours of duty. After Vietnam ended, the post-war mental health adjustment picture would change. Vietnam veterans who struggled some months and more commonly years after service reported interfering issues with depression and anxiety, sleep and nightmare problems, chronic anger and agitation, startle responses, disturbing memory intrusions, and other issues. Service members gradually sought mental health care, and professionals had some initial confusion and uncertainty about how to treat these service-related issues. Efforts were directed to treating with available approaches, and over time, the first post-traumatic stress disorder diagnostic categories were developed in 1980. With improved understanding of what psychiatric conditions and symptoms were common for veterans, treatment interventions and research would advance and improve. 15 years after the end of Vietnam, research studies showed 15% of the over 3.1 million Vietnam veterans were dealing with service-related diagnoses of PTSD. An additional 25 to 35% displayed symptoms of PTSD at one time over the years, but not a full diagnosis. Mental health treatments would expand and improve for individual therapy, medication treatment, residential treatments, and group therapy. Veterans would gradually see that they were not alone in their experiences or struggles. Veteran therapy groups through the VA, vet centers, vet organizations would grow to form healing communities. Reported benefits from treatment often include validating experiences with fellow service members, mutual support, decreased confusion or guilt, lowered disturbance of past events or memories, reconnecting with relationships, and shared strategies to address adjustment challenges. We are fortunate to have Dubuque, Vietnam veteran Jim Wagner speak to his experiences in Vietnam and also post-Vietnam with PTSD in this exhibit. When taking in his and others' experiences from military duty in Vietnam, we should appreciate the challenges, complexities, and difficult lessons learned about how to assist Vietnam-era veterans with mental health and adjustment. We extend appreciation to Vietnam veterans foremost and also professional efforts to advance mental health for their generation and the next generation serving in combat.